Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
This is day 26 of In His Steps. Today's title is Kneeling Worship. Psalm 95:6 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Charles Spurgeon said, "Worship is the highest elevation of the spirit, and yet the lowest bowing of the soul." Our text today is Matthew 15, verses 23 through 25. "But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is crying out after us.' He answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.'" Today's scripture includes the following: a desperate woman who is willing to kneel before Jesus in worship, disciples who beg Jesus to send her away, and a Savior who seems to be testing the woman's persistence. Robert Mounce shares the following insight into these verses. "A Canaanite woman of that district came to him, crying out on behalf of her demon-possessed daughter. During the time of the judges, the Canaanites were the major enemies of Israel. They were the heathen population of Palestine. Crying at the top of her voice, she keeps calling out for mercy. Her daughter is harassed by a demon and is in a terrible state. By addressing Jesus as the Son of David, she shows an awareness of his messianic role. Although the Canaanite woman keeps calling out for mercy, Jesus does not respond. The disciples come to him and urge that he send her away without granting her request. They were annoyed because she was trailing along after them and continuing to cry out. The apparent insensitivity to suffering on the part of Jesus can be explained by the lesson in faith that follows in the next few verses. The disciples are without excuse. Jesus' delayed answer is that he has been sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The reference is to all those within Israel who wandered without spiritual direction, rather than to all Israel regarding the lost. Undaunted by his reluctance to help, the Canaanite woman knelt before him and continued to call out for help. The New Testament Greek words for knelt before him can mean to fall down in adoration, to lower oneself, to humble submission with an attitude of utmost adoration and respect. It is the Greek word proskuneo, which comes from pros, meaning towards, and kuneo, to kiss. It is sometimes used to refer to kissing the ground. Interestingly, the word is also translated as worship elsewhere in Scripture. Observe Matthew's use of this term in the following verses. Matthew 2:2, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Matthew 2:11, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Matthew 8:2, "And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.'" Matthew 18:26, "So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.'" Matthew 20:20, "Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something." Matthew 28:9, "And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings,' and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him." Matthew 28:17, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." Kneeling down is synonymous with worship, because it is the proper position for a servant before the King of Kings. When the Canaanite woman knelt before Jesus and pleaded for help, she gave every believer a picture of the desperation and humility needed to approach the throne of the only one worthy of praise. Consider these questions. Is bowing a regular part of your private worship before the Lord? If not, why? What does bowing symbolize about your approach to Jesus on his throne? How does the root word for kissing share more insight into the heart of a true worshiper? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.